What can I do to speed up my metabolism? Let's find out. Welcome to 9 Minutes to Better Health, a podcast series that breaks down real science for you to use in your daily life. G'day, I'm Dr. Nick Fuller. I'm an obesity expert from the University of Sydney and RPA Hospital. In my 15 years in the field, I've seen, heard, and helped people from every demographic. And I've seen, heard, and observed every fad diet and weight loss diet that exists. And here's the thing, they all work short term, but then the weight comes back. The truth about obesity and weight loss is it's a multifaceted problem. And on 9 Minutes to Better Health, I arm you with the science that you can use every day to answer important questions. Each podcast, I will tackle the latest research on interesting health and wellness subjects. I'll chat about topics like, what should you eat during pregnancy? How do you prevent the weight gain that comes with menopause? And does alcohol have any health benefits? And how much can you drink before it affects your waistline? Which is a topic we tackled last week, so make sure to go back and listen. But back to today's chat on metabolism. What can you do to speed it up? And is there anything you can take to help the process? Metabolism is a term that describes all the chemical reactions in your body that keep your body alive and functioning. It's most often used to describe your basal metabolic rate, or the number of calories you burn at rest. Think of your metabolism like your car. If you fill your car with poor quality fuel, or you let it run out of petrol, you'll have no power and putt along. It won't operate efficiently. The same can be said for your body. If you neglect it, it will be sluggish, and you'll burn less calories at rest. And this is not a favorable position to be in, as it makes it hard to manage your weight. Many factors can affect your metabolism, including your age, sex, lifestyle, and weight. And it definitely slows down as we get older. But the good news is, there are things you can do to speed it up. Let's do a deep dive into the research to see what they are. The literature highlights five key points to discuss on today's topic. Number one, you're wasting your money on pills and supplements. This is an industry worth $33 billion. There's literally thousands of these products on the shelves promising the magic cure that we're all looking for, such as lose belly fat, activate your metabolism, increase weight loss, etc., etc. But when you look at the research, there's not one pill, potion, powder, or any other type of supplement that actually works, despite the bold marketing claims you might see on the packaging. Many of them don't even have evidence, and of the ones that do, two large reviews that were recently published on this topic involving more than 10,000 people and approximately 120 studies prove that you're wasting your money on them. Yes, some of them will rev up your metabolism at the time you take them, but it's a transient, short-term effect and it doesn't translate to any meaningful weight loss. The biggest issue with this industry, that is quite simply ripping you off, is that they can market and sell products without evidence to back up their claims. Make sure to go back and listen to episode 4 on weight loss pills. Number 2. Eating spicy foods and drinking lots of coffee and tea will boost your metabolism short term. It's true that certain foods and beverages can increase your metabolic rate or the number of calories your body burns. Let's take chilies for example. These foods are made up of several molecules called capsaicinoids, which give chili its heat, and capsaicinoids. And it's these molecules we find in chili that increase our energy expenditure and increase the amount of fat we burn when we eat them. But this effect is at the time of ingestion, and it's also more evident in those not accustomed to eating spicy food. In other words, if you are a spice fiend, it will lose its kickstart effect on your metabolism pretty quickly, and only works at the time you're eating the chili. It's because of this increase in energy expenditure that you'll find the compounds in chili or hot pepper sold as a weight loss pill or a metabolism activator. However, when reviewing the literature on its effectiveness, there's only a couple of studies in a very short duration. Both studies reported a weight loss that was not clinically meaningful, giving you about a 1 kilo better result than a dummy placebo pill. Neither of these studies tested the active components of chili as a standalone ingredient, but instead tested multi-ingredient supplements that contain a concoction of different things. Therefore, it's not known whether the small amount of weight loss is even attributable to the chili component or whether it was due to one of the other ingredients found in the pill. The same can be said for other food and beverages like coffee and tea. The caffeine found in coffee and tea will boost your metabolism and amount of fat you burn at time of consumption, but it won't equate to long-term weight loss. Make sure to go back and listen to episode 9 on caffeine. In saying this, spicy foods and beverages like coffee and tea are good for us in other ways, and they should be part of your eating plan. Number three, exercise works. Picture this. Two people of the same weight and same age, the only difference being the amount of muscle and fat they have. The person with the higher muscle mass will have a higher basal metabolic rate, and they'll be burning more calories at rest. That's because the amount of muscle we have is the primary determinant of our metabolic rate, or how fast our metabolism is. And exercise is the key to this. Our muscle mass naturally declines at around 40 years, and this decline accelerates at age 50, a scientific process known as sarcopenia. Exercise actively protects and builds up your lean muscle mass and prevents this process from occurring. Neglecting exercise will only result in a decline in muscle mass, and consequently, your body will begin to require fewer calories, your metabolism will slow, and the lost muscle will be replaced by fat. Incorporating just 30 minutes of physical activity every day with 2 days of gym or strength work will increase your metabolism, as evidenced by thousands of different studies on exercise. Number four, diet is important. If you're looking to rev up your metabolism, don't deprive yourself of food. Dieting is only damaging your metabolism, not repairing it. Whenever you restrict the quantity of food you consume or go long periods of time without food, your body will shut down to hold onto its fat stores and burn less calories at rest. The second thing to consider with respect to diet is how much energy we use when we eat different foods. It's a component of our total energy expenditure called diet-induced thermogenesis, or the thermic effect of food. It equates to about 10% of our daily energy expenditure. Research shows that the thermic effect of food, or how many calories we burn from eating a food, is highest for protein-rich foods. This is because your body uses more energy to break them down and digest them. For protein-rich foods, it's about a 15% increase in your metabolic rate. For carbs, it's about 10%, and for fats, it's less than 5%. But this doesn't mean all of your meals should be protein. It means each meal needs to be balanced with a source of whole grain carb, good fat, and a source of protein, as this ensures optimum health and prevention of disease. And lastly, number five, sleep allows your body to recover. There is a growing body of research to show that lack of sleep, less than 7 hours per night, has a significant effect on your metabolism. This is a complex topic, but simply put, less sleep results in unfavorable alterations in glucose metabolism, an increase in appetite hormones telling you to eat more, and a decrease in energy expenditure. So if you want to rev up your metabolism, you need to work on your sleep. Screens are one of the biggest disruptors to our sleep as they suppress melatonin production in the brain, telling us it's daytime instead of nighttime. Make the change and impose a ban on them for a minimum of 1 hour before bed every night. My advice, number one, leave the pills, potions, and supplements on the shelves. You'll save yourself a lot of money and your body will thank you. Number two, eat regularly and make sure every meal is balanced with a source of protein, a source of whole grain carb, and a source of good fat. Number three, exercise every day. Mix up what you do and incorporate a couple of days of gym or bodyweight circuits. And number four, stay away from screens for a minimum of 1 hour, working up to 2 hours, before bed every night. This allows for your brain to produce melatonin, so you'll fall asleep quicker and, importantly, stay asleep. My take-home message, you can boost your metabolism through simple lifestyle changes. For effective, long-lasting weight loss, make sure to check out the show notes. That's all for today, so please give us a like and share with others if you're enjoying the content, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated. The information provided in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It does not substitute professional medical advice or consultations with healthcare professionals.